You know, Barry could have had a permanent reserve sign on the chair outside the principal's office. Seemed like he was in trouble every single day his freshman year. I got Barry in his sophomore year, and he was as defiant and cocky as ever. But it wasn't just Barry's behavior that bothered me. He seemed to be using his actions to say, "I've given up."
It hurts so much to look into the eyes of a high school student and see nothing. Barry's eyes seemed to say, "Someone's home, but the lights have gone out." What does it take to turn the lights back on for someone like Barry? How do you move from not caring about anything to having a meaningful life? How do you cultivate a sense of personal hope, a reason to live?
One of the most important things to remember is that it takes time to develop hope. The Bible gives us three guidelines. First, the Lord cautions us in 1 Peter 5 that developing hope can be a real challenge for Christians, no matter where in our world they live. Second, the third chapter of 2 Timothy reminds us that the world is going to become a harder and harder place to find hope as time goes on. And third, according to the fourth chapter of Ecclesiastes, we shouldn't try to develop hope totally on our own.
Hope never comes in a do-it-yourself kit. You can't build it alone. As a parent, your teenager needs your affirmation and encouragement. Love them just as they are, even if they're a rebel, like Barry.
Jill and I believed in Barry. We saw what could be. We got behind him. We told him we loved him. But most of all, that we accepted him just as he was, right where he was. He decided to straighten out his relationship with God. During his sophomore year, he began to really change. He finished strong in his senior year, full of hope about life and the future. Barry's lights were back on.
We need to show our kids we believe in them, even if they're doing something we aren't too excited about. The classic example of this is the dad who's always been involved in sports, but his son is interested in drama. Or the mother who's heavily involved in crafts and quilting, while her only daughter is aspiring to be a race car driver.
It comes down to telling your kids they're loved for who they are, not for how they perform. For the Navigators, we're Fran and Jill Shaka.